bunu söyleyeler Resul-i İlkerim. Amma ba'd.
The virtues of praying salah in congregation, jamaat. In the noble Quran it is stated, Warka'u ma'arraki'een, and bow down in prayer with all who bow down. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu anhu reported that the gracious Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated, whoever for the sake of Allah for 40 days along with takbir-e-ula, i.e. the first takbir is missed, pray salah in jama'ah, congregation, then freedom from two things are recorded, decreed for him. First, from Jahannam, the fire of hell, and the second from nifaq, hypocrisy, reported in Tirmidhi. It has been narrated by Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu that the gracious Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, to pray salah in congregation jama'ah is 27 times more meritorious, greater than to pray it alone, reported in Bukhari and Muslim. It is related by Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhu that the gracious Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, whoever hears the call of the muaddin for salah in congregation, and then without having a genuine excuse, he then does not join the jamaat congregation, then that salah of his will not find acceptance with Allah. Some of the companions requested, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what can be a genuine excuse? Honorable sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, if there is a danger, fear to your life or property, wealth, or due to illness. Sunan Abu Dawud. It has been narrated by Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu that the gracious Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, whoever performed wudu and after doing wudu he went towards the masjid, mosque, with the intention of congregational prayer, and after arriving there he saw that the people have completed the congregational jamaat prayer and that the jamaat has finished, then Allah ta'ala would bestow upon him the same reward as upon those people who participated in the jamaat service. The gracious Prophet ﷺ stated, rather than praying alone, it is better to pray salah along with another person. And compared to two people praying salah together, it is better to have as many people as possible assemble in the congregation, and Allah Ta'ala prefers this more, reported in Abu Dawood. Allah Ta'ala very much likes the salah prayed in congregation, jamaat, reported in Ahmad. He who performs Isha prayer in jama'ah, congregation, he will attain reward as if he has performed Qiyam salah for half of the night. And he who attends and performs both Isha and Fajr morning prayers in jama'ah, congregation, then he is rewarded as if he has performed salah for the whole night, reported in Muslim and Abu Dawood. Upon the first row, Allah and His angels send duruds, salutations, reported in Ahmad. Keeping the salah rows straight and orderly is a part of celebrating, completing the salah properly, reported in Bukhari and Muslim. Whoever joins and forms the rows of salah, Allah Ta'ala will take care of him, reported in Abu Dawood. Allah Ta'ala and His angels send durood salutations towards the right-hand side direction of the rows, reported in Abu Dawood. For those people who make the rows orderly and proper, Allah Ta'ala sends mercy onto them. And Allah Ta'ala's angels send durood salutations upon them, reported in Ibn Hibban. Hazrat Mu'ad radiyallahu anhu has reported that the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, the biggest act of kufr, disbelief and nifaq, hypocrisy, is this, that somebody hears the adhan of the muaddin and he then does not attend the masjid, mosque, reported in Ahmad and Tabarani. It is the narration of Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu that the gracious Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, whoever keeps fast during the day and stands for prayer at night, but he does not attend the prayer of Jummah, nor the congregational Jamaat prayer, then he is in hell. Tirmidhi. As Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu said that the gracious Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do you not have fear that you raise your head up from ruku, bowing and sajda, prostration, before the imam does? May it not be that Allah Ta'ala makes the people's head similar in appearance to that of a donkey, reported in Bukhari. In another narration, it is reported, has Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, stated, those people who, before the imam does, raise their heads from ruku, bowing and sajda, prostration, their foreheads are in the hands of shaitan. Has Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha has reported that the gracious Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, those people who look hither and thither in prayer are under the influence of shaitan. In other words, looking here and there is a satanic action. Reported in Bukhari and Abu Dawood. As Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu has reported that the gracious Prophet of Allah stated, for as long as a person looks here and there, then Allah Ta'ala also removes his attention and tawajjuh from the direction of that person. Reported in Bukhari and Muslim. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu has reported that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that whoever goes towards the masjid, then on every footstep, every single good deed will be recorded and every single sin will be forgiven. And if this is the case, that a person openly rejects, discards Jama'ah congregational prayer, then he is a munafiq, hypocrite. In one hadith, it is stated, the prayers of Isha and morning, Fajr, are very heavy, burdensome upon the hypocrites. If they were to realize how much reward there is in Jama'at congregational prayer, then they would attend whilst dragging themselves, crawling along the ground, and then pray Salah in Jama'at congregation. As a Sahal radiallahu anhu narrates, that the gracious Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, those people who regularly attend the masjids, mosques in the hours of darkness, give them the good news about receiving complete light and illumination on the day of judgment. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu has reported that whoever hears the call to prayer, adhan, and then does not attend prayer in Jama'at congregation, his ears will be filled with molten lead. The gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, my heart feels like instructing a few young men to go and gather a lot of fuel and bring it, and then I go to those people who, without having a genuine excuse, pray their salah at home, and I go and burn their houses. The gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, in whichever village or rural location there are three people present and salah in Jama'at congregation does not take place there, then shaitan is appointed, set over them. For the women folk, females, it is better, greater to pray salah in their homes. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu reports that the gracious Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated, for a woman, her prayer inside her porch, home, is better than praying in its courtyard, and to pray in her own bedroom is better than praying in the rest of her home. Recorded in Abu Dawood.